Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Well, let's go. Let's hit the open and let's get let's open up the weekend here. Let's get her going.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, Mitch, fire away. Where do we start on this beautiful Friday evening?
She was laughing the whole way through, so I thought either she's being really nice or she's enjoying this. This is great.
You know,
and there's probably so many YouTube videos.
And they might even have a weird stroke. But guess what?
You really have a weird stroke. Texture says, yeah, jerseys don't look good on folks under 5'9". No, it has nothing to do with that. I mean, I would if I had to get it.
I love taking shots at you.
I know. Like, the short jokes wore off in, like, sixth grade, man. Like, yes, I'm short. I get it.
It's still ridiculously long. it actually got in his tongue. Oops.
Right.
Mitch, do you like it? It's a slap in the face to Dan Issel.
He's a Hall of Famer, so's Mike Pratt.
You damn right he is.
I mean, is Ryan Lemon in the Hall of Fame at Kentucky? No.
Every little curvature of the bone shows up in these x-rays.
Oh, we love the Dan Issel and Mike. You do. You adore him.
I really do.
Good start. All right, keep him coming on the mixtape. I feel like I am putting that Medina Spirit cream all over my body.
But you're here to say that Bob Baffert's team did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby.
We did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby. It's, you know, with all the noise going out, you know, we live in a different world now. This America's different. And it was like a cancel culture kind of a thing. So they're reviewing it.
Bob Baffert is not stupid, okay?
There's problems in racing, but it's not Bob Baffert. I don't know what's going on in racing right now, but there's something not right. And I'm not a conspiracy therapist. I know everybody's not out to get me, but there's definitely something wrong. Why is it happening, you know, to me?
48 hours later, he admitted it. Mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Let's go.
Now it's like gas is like almost 350. So what's going on? I don't know what's going on. So I'm asking you guys, what's going on?
Okay, well, there was a hack into a coastline pipeline that...
Mitch wants to blame Biden. That's what's going on here. Mitch, do you want to blame... I feel like there's something within you right now that wants to blame Joe Biden.
I mean, the gas prices have only gone up since he's been elected. And there's few things I rarely care about, and gas prices are one of them, because I drive an old truck, and it eats a lot of gas.
Well, this
so my bank account's been hurting, yes.
Also, I have Fox News on because Baffert's lawyer just went on there.
Oh, no.
And we totally missed it. And now I just have no idea what they're talking about. Your world, Cabuto.
Cabuto?
I don't watch, so I don't know.
We're not doing that all day. Baffert's breaking my heart all over the place.
Okay.
You know, I can't do it all day. I don't know. Is it a masking agent for something else? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I this week's just been heartbreaking for me, like I'm sure it has been for you. Texture says you could make it up to Clint by keeping him away from Blankenbaker for a year. Yeah, okay.
That is very nice.
Question, does Blankenbaker try to move up on the friend rankings with Clint and try
Andy
to play
wanted to know through. If Mark was invited anyway.
No. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm still sick over this. I am ill. I am physically ill over this.
I don't know, man. I can't imagine he would do this intentionally. Like, that's what I'm trying to get over in my head. It's like, did he do this intentionally? And I can't come to a place where Bob Baffert would cheat on Medina Spirit. Prior to this, it's like, you know, this guy's getting railroaded.
I hate it so much because he's the biggest star in the sport, and now he's just going to be thrown in with Lance Armstrong, Pete Rose, you name it. And just a week ago, guy was a star, a hero, the best it ever was. the Baffert thing is just, it's dominated my brain. It's dominated every conversation I had. I had the security guy down here at Cardinal Town stop me on the street yesterday and want to talk about Eric Crawford's column, who has written, I think, maybe the best column about this, about we're talking about a rash on a horse's ass about this. I mean, that's really, that's essentially what it says.
Let's find out.
I hate this. I hate tearing down our superstars. I hate this.
I don't like it either.
I hate it.
The local press in here is just, you know, giving Baffert every break, but in the national media, he's taking a beating. So we're being homers on this thing.
Well, you can think that all you want. Goodbye.
Whoa.
That's great.
Oh, man. The problem is, at the bottom, it's going to tuck and it's going to pull. Mitch, you know what I'm talking about here? The shot of hope is when Patrick Sparks took a three in the corner. The hell's this Lib talking about? Shot of hope.
It was the shot of hope.
It was when Patrick Sparks pump fake and the ball went all around the rim and it dropped in against Michigan State. Shot of hope. That Lib. Him and Matt Jones.
A weed that I haven't touched in 3 years.
Hey, Orlando. John Wong, NOLA Media, justthecats.com. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you, John.
Hey, Jen. John Wong, NOLA Media, justthecats.com. Welcome to Big Blue Nation.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Well, you know that the fan base here is extremely passionate. And they are very ravenous right now, and you fed them some red meat when you promised them many, 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 many championships. Exactly how many championships were you talking about?
Johnny Wong.
Doing work.
Little Johnny Wong on a Friday. It's the mixtape here on the take. It's ESPN 680-1057. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Keep them coming.
Random people that watch the Derby, watch it, and what's the story? Bob Baffert. It ain't Brad Cox. It's not any of these other guys.
Leave Brad Cox
alone. I'm just trying to make a point. I like Brad Cox. He's fine.
Mitch, you got to pause everything right there. Can we get the sounder for that?
That was a lie.
Thank you. We can't let him go with I like Brad Cox.
I don't dislike Brad Cox. Good for him.
I'll defend Lance Armstrong, too, for another fact, even though he did totally cheat. I mean, I would not be here today without Lance Armstrong. I learned I was good at public speaking by giving a speech in junior year of high school about Lance Armstrong.
Oh, my God.
Hey, 60 Minutes is quality television.
I'm not disagreeing.
Okay, Andy Rooney is my hero, and I love him.
Hey, two in a row for process, man. Wow.
He wouldn't be here without Lance Armstrong. He wouldn't be there running Drew's show without Lance Armstrong. That's great.
That is.
To me, I don't know, Mitch, that's got to like make the sound bracket already. I feel like that's a 16, but I feel that's such a dopey thing to say.
I gave a speech.
Process is where he is today because of Lance Armstrong is an amazing sentence.
Yes, it is.
Keep him coming.
I feel bad for him because you watch a video, you can tell like his emotion where he's shaking until he's so upset. And that's how I get, honestly. When I'm hit with like really bad or sad massive news,
so
like
you're kind of reading the body language and saying maybe you kind of believe him that he doesn't know based on how upset he is in the video you've seen.
I don't know, maybe he's a hell of an actor. I don't know, but like I'm buying into California, the body language a little bit.
He was talking about Baffert, by the way.
I know.
The body language.
What was that? Who was that?
That's Dan Issel, the Hall of Famer, baby.
That's Dan Issel. Whoa. Play it again. Dan Issel.
Farting on air.
I had a groom that urinated. He had COVID, and after he's getting over, he urinated in the stall, and the horse ate it. He was a cough medicine. We resolved that.
The biggest lie ever told. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Oh, that'll make the happy hour?
The mixtape?
Mixtape happy hour right there. Dan Issel.
I don't know what the D stands for. I got a little tool.
Well, we've always had this conversation. If I got you an OnlyFans, would you do anything with it?
No.
Will you log in?
No. No. I don't know.
You like that, Mitch? Texas says, listen to the podcast yesterday. Got to go back and hear Strebel faintly say, whoa, when Kinley Myers makes her selection in OVW. The man loves IG models. He does.
So it's a weakness I have. It's one of my things. I don't have many vices, but it's one of them. I don't.
There you go, Mitch. There's a rejoin.
Yeah.
Is that a rejoin for you?
I thought that IG model season was like now.
Was now.
It starts. Like, it starts and it goes all summer. I get the winter. It's cold. You don't want to be in a bikini when it's cold outside. I get it. Even though Miami never gets cold. So I don't understand what's going on. And Mitch brought it up yesterday. I think it was Mitch. They're all doing the OnlyFans thing. That's what it is. They're ditching IG and they're saying, pay me for my bikini pics now, which I ain't doing. So if IG dies, I'm not transitioning to OnlyFans.
By the way, I meant to tell you, I got a couple photos for you, Mitch. You ready?
Oh, you
we
do.
Haven't done the IG model thing in several days.
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right, hang on.
They're getting a little, I don't know what they're doing, but they're not doing much.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
it's more of the OnlyFans now.
Yeah, they're concentrating
all right,
on that.
One, two, three.
Wow. Wow. Goodness gracious, good thing she has those hearts. That would be not safe for Instagram. Wow. There's pink everywhere.
Here's your girl Kiki. You ready for this?
Oh, Kiki's actually, she's out from under a rock. Oh, she's getting ready to go to a barn. Oh, wow.
She's getting ready to go to a barn.
I can't even describe that. That's one of the top ones I've seen in a while. I don't really like that. That tennis dork. Man. He must be a super swell guy.
Not your finest moment.
No, not
your finest moment. Not at all.
No,
you're grimacing through most of that.
Most of all of that.
Most
yeah,
of all of that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep them coming.
What'd you say? Sorry, I was talking with Pedro and Patty. What's up?
Do we have a guest or not?
Yes, it's Neil Knuckles Greenberg. I'm calling him right now.
Well, you said so you're busy chatting with people and you're not even calling the guy.
It'll take me 3 seconds to call.
So call him and then go back to talking with everybody.
As I was about to call, they came in and I wanted to.
Yeah, so tell them to go screw themselves. That's what you do. We're doing a radio show. State your business. Come in and state your business or get the hell out.
Hop on the mic. Talk to him.
No, I'm not talking to anybody.
No. Because you're
I'm not talking to anybody.
You're acting like a diva. You're giving him a bad image.
No, I'm not. I'm trying
to
run a radio show with my producer who's acting like he's the maitre d' at a local restaurant. Like, sure.
Pedro Bradshaw, everybody. I'm calling Neil.
Who am I talking to?
It's a haymaker. Wow.
Whatever they're teaching you today, Pedro, ignore all of it.
It's a haymaker. It's an absolute haymaker.
Wow. A similar thing that I blew. Oh my god, I can't believe I just said that.
You blew it.
Yeah,
they smell like donkey scrotum.
He's multitasking right now, process.
Yes. Yes.
Would you get off his back?
Yes.
Yeah, you need him on that wall.
The Lord's name in vain, but
you
my
want
gosh.
Him on that wall.
Yeah, I'm vamping. You tape your sports centers, all right? So be quiet.
Whoa. Touché.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. That has to make Mitch happy. I know he's smiling back at the office. I can tell. It's the mixtape on this Friday on ESPN 680 105.7. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Let's go.
Obviously, I don't know how to please everybody. I agree. I mean, it does seem like we're detecting levels that are, you know, you're not going to be able to feed horses peppermints on the backside anymore. You know,
right.
People. I mean, that's what people love to do. Any horse. Here, feed it a peppermint. They love it.
Feed a peppermint.
Then I should use penetration. Dribble penetration
there you
for
go.
You.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to do that in your honor. But if you could keep him away from the penetration, we've become a drive and kick.
We used
offense.
To call that penetration.
Yes. I'm just cranking him out.
You are cranking him out.
This is what happened.
You can whip my buns. I'm too old for that.
They kill you. They kill you.
Whip my buns.
They kill you. The best part of that is Nick Kern in the background. Yeah. The best part of any, if there's a sentence.
I'm just cranking them out.
You are cranking them out.
This is what happened. Like, I can't tell you. Like, in 2004, like, it was lawless.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was lawless.
That was back in my heyday, like, too, when I was doing things. And like,
what
like,
were you doing?
That would have been my scene.
Oh, that's
not me. I have a great, I don't want to get into it because it's sappy, and I'll just stop.
Pat brought his girlfriend. The softball player.
Did she play?
I wish. I wish she'd have played for Pat.
You know what, Nick? I hope you don't mind this, but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and tell people next week where they need to be lining up and stuff. I'm gonna take the reins on the defensive strategy.
Oh man.
I'm trying to catch these damn balls. I've gotta bare hand these balls.
You have to respond to Vince Mero saying that Kentucky football was, a better program than Michigan?
Yes, I have to. Yes, and I will. I will. I'm going to have to take down Big Dog. I'm sorry. I have to do it. I love him. I want him to be the head coach one day.
Oh, stop it. I love
Vince Mero.
Wait. Back up. That's the most gas bag thing, gross thing I've ever heard.
I don't care. I want him wearing the main headset. I like Merrill's swagger. I like the way he talks. I like him going on in his bluster. And he's just a cool dude. He's just a cool dude. And I like him.
It's shorter but better. And I didn't really like the way it fit.
Well, that really hacked me off. I didn't have any marshmallows, you know?
Now, I want to come about this in a different direction. What in the world were you doing wasting your time listening to the Sweeney Show?
The Sweeney Show. Anyway, Carly Jones was on with Ennis yesterday. Let me get on to that.
Prior to him, most was like one or two.
Yeah.
I think
the stat I heard is an Andy or Ennis yesterday reading off that they have 5 primetime games, and this is the second year in a row they've had that.
Yes. Former Louisville guard Carly Jones, who talked with Mark Ennis yesterday.
Phil, we were talking about before the show, Scott Satterfield joining Mark Ennis. I know that's getting marked for the mixtape. There it is. I probably should get this out of the way before I get criticized for not saying the take 6 times on the show today.
How about it?
The take coming up next here on ESPN 680 and 105.7, the drive over on 93.9 The Ville. 3-6. Tune in. Hope you can.
Curran, don't send him over there.
What's going on here?
Past performances.
Get your
pee-pees out. Texas says softball was created from a rib from biscuit. Texas says Cal failed with Michael Mulder. Texas says, do we ever get parents' thoughts on Strebel's looks versus Drew Franklin? Oh, yeah, we did on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
What would he say? Well, I mean,
you know what he said.
I know what he said, but that's fine. Yeah, that's okay. That's his opinion.
No one thinks you're as good looking as Drew Franklin. You're the only one.
No,
I hate to do this to you.
I disagree.
You think there's more?
Yeah,
your wife would pick Drew Franklin.
She would not.
100%.
She kicked dirt on Drew Franklin.
I mean, you know you're wrong on this one.
I'm not.
Your wife would pick Drew Franklin.
No, she wouldn't.
She would. Strebel.
No, she wouldn't. 100%. She wouldn't. What did Drew Franklin become like Brad Pitt?
That's a great question.
When's he like the handsomest man in Kentucky?
This bit has really,
like, I don't understand,
overblown his look.
Yeah, like he's like just, oh God, Leonardo DiCaprio or Drew Franklin.
He's just a Kentucky man.
So what? There's a lot of Kentucky men out there. Doesn't mean he wasn't the end all be all of handsome good looks.
Well, he's not. We're just making one comparison.
Apparently, my wife would just take her clothes off if Drew Franklin walked in the building. That's what we're saying. That what we're insinuating here.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Dreeble, it was. Yeah. Speaking of clothes being off, the Hightower Men's Clinic. Get your love life back. 690-2800. HightowerMens.com. Keep them coming.
We were in chemistry class together, and I singed my ball sack on a Bunsen burner.
Who made Yeezys cool? Like, who's responsible for that?
Kanye West.
Is that right? Okay.
That's what Yeezys are. That's what Yeezy is. It's him.
Oh, he I thought it was like Adidas or something.
It is Adidas, but Yeezys is like, he's Yeezy.
Okay. All right. You make fun of me. I'm sure that'll be on the take today. I had no idea where the term Yeezy comes from. So Kanye West is Yeezy. And look, I understand I sound like the whitest guy in America right now.
Yes.
I do. And it's probably because I am.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so that's that. Okay, so that's where it comes from.
I guess your thoughts. Did you see the tweets about the Kenny Johnson, Brian Bowen thing and Bowen Sr. from Jason Riley of WDRB?
Did.
Okay, so your initial thoughts while I pull up the exact tweets that he tweeted out.
I mean, it just makes it seem like what we kind of already suspected, that Louisville was put on blast as the face of the FBI scandal when they might have been the least involved of the teams implicated in the FBI scandal.
It's a haymaker. Oh, it's a haymaker. Mitch, that's a haymaker. Oh. That is an absolute stunner. It's a stunner.
It's great.
It is a punch right to the gut. What a great... Curran, I tell you, Bob's out some. Curran's going to give us some lines.
He is, absolutely.
Curran's going to give us some lines.
Absolutely.
Keep him coming.
If they go out and they get the one kid from Southeast Missouri, I'm really, really hoping they go snag that kid, the safety. They get him.
He said he was wanting some more safeties.
Yeah, and that kid, we're talking about probably the best safety in FBS, which, again, will get laughed at probably. And I'm fine with that because I watched his film. The kid can play. He's really good.
Tulsa and Southeast Missouri. Those are your waters.
Now, we know so little about you, Crane. You're kind of an enigma. Are you married?
No.
You're not married, so your wife didn't go. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I am very much single right now.
Okay. Have you ever had a date?
Yes.
But not recently.
Not recently.
No. Okay. Well, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna get you a date, but that might be a little harder. but we'll work on that. I've got some things in mind. Now let's get back to this date thing. If we get you a date, we'll set it up on a dinner. I'll get a. Let me work on this, but if we get you a date, would you go on a blind date just for dinner? We'll get you. I'll spring for it.
That's good.
We'll get a decent restaurant in town. I've got one in mind. I'll make a few calls. But if we get you a blind date to go to dinner at a nice restaurant, would you do that?
Absolutely.
Now, how old are you?
23.
And how tall are you?
6'2"-ish.
Okay, 6'2"-ish. So that means 6'1". And how much do you weigh?
Too much.
Now, don't say that. We won't get anybody to bite on this blind date idea. We're going to get this done. I'll work on it this afternoon, and then we'll come up with a way for someone to win a blind dinner date
with the Crane Man.
And you're up for it, all right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. We got to figure out how to do that short of chloroforming somebody. I don't know how we'll be able to come up with somebody, but we'll get it done. Can you talk about anything besides sports?
I can try. No, I can.
Okay, all right. He's 6'1", he's way overweight, and he can't talk about anything but sports. Now, how are we going to get him a date?
So, Creens, you're in the, you're driving into fast lane, brother.
You know what Crean's going to do? He's going to say, forget this date stuff. I'm taking the $100 all by myself.
Well, you know, I mean, everything's on the table, right? Everything's on the table, Crean. Everything's on the table.
Well, that wouldn't be very nice on my part, though.
Well, you know, you take your mother.
She'd like that.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, it's your call.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's so cringy.
They're all a kill shot. Every single one of them is a kill shot. Whew.
Woo, take your brother.
God. Right, size doesn't matter in the pool. As long as you can swim, that's all that matters. Oh, I'm sorry, a tight end. Yes, sorry. Well, they catch balls. I just like, you get it from both sides.
Speaking of races and handicapping, how about our man, Tom the Hammer? Help me. I'm letting you. I'm not going to steal this. Tom the Hammer Hammond.
Oh,
he's okay. Got a birthday today. He's 77. Tom the Hammer Hammond.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Tom.
There's a chortle. Oh,
sorry. Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. They replaced the roof on my house. Wow, there's my voice, man.
There goes again.
I know, it's just cracking. They replaced the roof on my house. They've done many of my neighbors' homes as well. They've been doing this since 1984. And right now, they have a great offer for our listeners. If you know you have to get your residential roof replaced, they're going to knock 10% off for you. So that's going to save you a bunch of money. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Zach Carlin, been a longtime partner of this show. Whether you need any work done on your shingles. Yeah, that's what you call them, right?
Yeah, shingles.
Shingles.
Your roof.
Yeah, your roof. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just on my
shingles.
My
make up your roof.
Has me unsure of my words right now. Gutters, downspouts, whatever it is. Yes, whatever it is, they'll take care of it for you over at Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. So, again, 10% off a residential roof replacement right now when you mention us. So give Carlin a call, 458-9898, and somebody just talk about him here on the.
But my job is to shop for Coach Calipari's groceries. My job is to service him the best way I can.
Oh, no, Chin.
No. That's your new assistant coach.
No, Chin. Be assertive, Chin.
Yeah, the last 48 hours have been pretty crazy with all the post-derby developments regarding Medina Spirit.
How many times have you refreshed? How many times has the narrative changed with Medina Spirit? Like getting into the pre-race?
Well, we don't refresh. At the racing form, we actually do original reporting. We're not bloggers Matt Haggerty has been doing reporting for us. I've been assisting him behind the scenes. So we're not like, hitting refresh. We're actually, the ones who people are refreshing to see what we do.
Well, Jay, we appreciate it, but believe me, because I think it's hard for people maybe on the outside to have context here. The compound that Medina Spirit tests positive for, like, how common is this, like, really at all? Like, how outraged should anybody be? Like, how rare is this? Like, I think it's difficult for people who aren't involved in horse racing, like you are all the time, to know, like, how common this might be or sort of how out of the ordinary this might be. Can you help us with some of that?
Sure. I'll try and answer the four questions I think you just asked there.
Ed Jay Privin on yesterday, too. You want to play that sound?
I don't want to play that because I know everybody else will, because I have a good relationship with Daily Racing Form writers.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be tied into mocking them, but I should have warned Ennis that Privman can be abrasive at times, and
Marty
is very
awesome over there.
I know.
And they have great photographer.
Matt Haggerty was
Haggerty
great
was
over awesome. There. I've always said so. I don't want it getting around that I'm one making fun of, or so other shows can do that. That is their want and their right to do that.
And Jay put it on the radio.
I should have known. I should have warned Dennis how abrasive. But even if I'd warned him, I don't think it would have. Change that.
So
the answer question mark's no. In that I felt bad for Ennis because it wasn't a terrible question. Stop. I'm already going further than I want to. So cut his mic. I got to tell somebody about RGB Home Theaters.
Cut his mic.
Cut his mic. That's the line of the week.
Yeah.
Did we have two cut his mic? We had two of those this week. Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. Just a couple more to go. Inside Churchill Downs coming up next.
Strebel thinks there's swingers out there.
I
don't know how to bring that up on the air.
There's
several of those neighborhoods.
I've heard some stories.
That are swinger neighborhoods.
And Norton Commons is one of them.
There's a couple in southern Indiana. Couple of Fuzzy's places, Mitch.
The story about leaving like a pineapple on the porch is a sign. I'm dead serious.
On the porch.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Texas says, Strebel, keep the Norton Commons out of your mouth and keep wearing Hawaiian shirts for Marshalls.
All right, you adulterer with your pineapples.
again. He moved his. He moved his. He moved his water. That's his tell that he's frustrated right now. Yeah. That there it is.
Like,
right there.
Like I'm not good enough for Norton Commons. I mean, you have no yards. I've seen your house. You don't have a yard. You live in cookie cutter homes with no personality whatsoever for cachet.
What's he doing right now, man?
I don't like Norton Commons.
Why are you against Norton Commons?
Because it's just it's an image thing. Like the houses aren't. The houses aren't nice. There's no yards.
What's he doing?
They all look the same. There's no personality. And you all stick your noses up at the rest of us like we're bums.
What an odd take you had. It's one of your oddest takes.
That's a true take, though.
Last one here, Mitch.
Yep.
All right, last one. Everyone have a good weekend. And we'll be back at it Monday at 3 o'clock inside Churchill Downs coming up next.
And the problem with the general public and everybody is
they don't know that
they don't care about an overage versus an anabolic steroid.
That's right. Nuance is dead in America.
And especially with this.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.